It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we welcome you to our broadcast here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. We got a busy crew here and a lot of people helping out, and we got a lot of venues for everyone to listen and watch our broadcast here tonight as we're on the MSC Sports Radio Network and on the Houlton and Hiawatha channels for this Big 7 doubleheader tonight as the Houlton Wildcats host the Hiawatha Redhawks. So again, a bunch of different avenues, and we are glad to be a part of your Friday night as we're coming down the home stretch here of the high school basketball regular season. Brandon Salmon with you. We got Colin Feldkamp in studio, Justin Fluke, John Holiday. We also got Eli and Cameron helping out on the Houlton channel. Thanks again for taking a little bit of time out of your schedule to watch or listen here tonight. Well, we got to start with the girls' game as we're just moments away from the opening tip. And Justin, I want to start with you. This Houlton team at 7-9 and 4-6 in league play. And you know, it was a tough start to the year losing Lindsay Wisdom, but a couple key players out tonight on short notice, so some players are going to have to step up.
Yeah, it's ironic because the first time that Houlton and Hiawatha played this season, Houlton was minus three players, including two of their starters. And tonight, they're going to be minus two starters. And, of course, besides Lindsay Wisdom, you got Brooke Wilcott, who's really stepped up, having a great season as just a sophomore. She'll be out tonight. And also missing this game is Brooke Fluelling tonight, who's a 5'10 senior and has really been just kind of a glue player, someone that's been super steady, contributing so much on both ends of the court for the Houlton team. So, yeah, minus the two Brooks, Wilcott and Fluelling on top of Wisdom. Houlton's biggest bugaboo has been just scoring consistently in offensive points this season, and that's going to be much, much harder even here tonight.
Yeah, the Wildcats averaging just a touch under 39 points per game. They lost Wisdom in the fourth game of the year, and she was averaging 14 points per game. And then Brooke Wilcott, you mentioned the sophomore, 11.3 points per game, also nearly six rebounds a game. You take that out as well. And then Brooke Fluelling, the 5'10 senior, averaging nearly 6 points and six rebounds a game. So two key players out for the Wildcats, who are getting a Hiawatha team that comes in tonight playing about as good as anybody here in the Big 7. They are 7 and are 9-7 overall, 4-6 in league play, and they have been fairly steady, no doubt about it. But, again, nobody playing quite better than Hiawatha right now.
Well, I think it kind of started, and it does each year. They get so excited and usually do so well in their midseason tournament, getting back to the title game of that tournament. And this is a team that had some key seniors to replace, but I think as this season's gone on, Hiawatha's just got stronger and stronger. The consistent has been Darcy Lears, but they've had some other players step up, even some underclassmen. We've seen some freshmen contribute big minutes for Coach Brady Jasper, and I think it's just a sign that this team is more confident now and kind of understanding their roles and a good identity since that midseason tournament that has Hiawatha in a great position here heading down the home stretch.
Our pregame coverage presented by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu as they are close to home and far from debt. Let's pause for a quick timeout. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups and the tip-off for this one back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirks has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirks also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs opened for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
And we welcome you back here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon, Colin, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli. It's a busy house here as we bring you another Friday night of high school basketball across the MSC Sports Radio Network, also on the Holton and Hiawatha channels, courtesy of MSC Sports. Find those links online over at MSCSports.net. Again, a double dip here inside the Big 7 from Holton High School as the Wildcats hosting the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the starting lineups. And again, for Holton tonight, they are very shorthanded. Out, of course, Lindsey Wisdom early in the season, now losing a couple of other key players tonight due to sickness. So the Wildcats are going to play a little bit shorthanded against a Redhawks team coming in, playing probably arguably the best inside the Big 7 outside of Nemaha Central. They have won six of their last seven, and the Redhawks right now playing as good as anybody. But let's start with the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks tonight under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper. 9 wins, 7 losses. They are 4-6 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this tonight. Josie Delaney in the backcourt, 5'4 senior guard at 5.9 points per game. Also going to start Aaliyah Contreras, a 5'5 sophomore, earning a start tonight. Usually played most of her minutes off the bench, but getting a start tonight, 2.5 points per game. Abby Elfner is a 6'1 junior, 9.1 points per game, along with over 5 rebounds a game. Darcy Lears, the 5'8 senior, leading scorer, a touch under 16 points per game, nearly 5 rebounds, and also 5 steals a game as well for Darcy Lears. Sensational season so far. And then Kinsey Nelson, the 5'5 freshman, 3.6 points and 2.4 rebounds a game. So again, for the Redhawks, 8th-year head coach Brady Jasper at 9-7. It's Delaney, Elfner, Lears, Nelson, and Contreras. For the Wildcats, at 7-9 overall, they are 4-6 in a Big 7 league play. And again, a little bit different tonight with a few key players out. They'll go Grace Etzel, a 5'5 senior, 3.1 points per game. Lineup, 2.6 points per game for the 5'4 sophomore. Natalie Wilcox, a 5'8 junior, just right under a point and a rebound per game. Tierra Dodd, a 5'8 senior, 8.4 points per game, 5 rebounds a contest. And then Elizabeth Schuster, the 6-foot sophomore, 3 points and 6 rebounds per game. So again, for the Wildcats tonight, Etzel, Taylor, Wilcott, Dodd, and Schuster. First meeting was back in mid-December. Hiawatha won it 45-30, as Justin mentioned. That game as well, Wildcats were down some pieces in that one, and again, it's just not lucky in regards. But we got to take another timeout real quick, and then we'll dive into this one after a quick two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
I'm a fourth generation ag producer myself with a row crop operation as well as a cow-calf.
That's Bryce Barnett, ag loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
It's definitely crucial in these times to have a lender that's in your corner that you can trust, that goes through the same daily operation as the producers that I'm dealing with. Let's talk.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Colin in studio, Brandon with you, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli. Plenty of avenues to watch and or listen to these Holton and Hiawatha games here tonight as the Wildcats in the home white uniforms, Redhawks in the road reds. First meeting back in mid-December, Hiawatha won it 45-30. Both these teams in the middle of the pack in terms of the Big 7 league standings as we're down to the final four games of the regular season. And here we go, the opening tip, and Hiawatha has it from left to right, and we are underway. Delaney into the front court, left side to Lears. Zone defense so far for the Wildcats, playing a little shorthanded tonight. How about Lears? Great season so far, 15.8 points per game, averaging nearly five steals as well. Certainly a key factor for the Redhawks. She has it left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble, back towards the top. Off to the point, it goes to Delaney, drives a little Euro step floater, missing everything, and an offensive rebound for Kenzie Nelson to keep it alive. Reversing, Contreras getting a start, air balls a three, it's out of bounds, and the Wildcats will get their first possession here. 34 seconds in, no score.
First meeting of the year, Abby Elfner got hot from the outside. If Polton's going to play a 2-3 zone, they're certainly going to have to contend the perimeter, especially Abby Elfner.
And there's a quick turnover forced there by the Hiawatha pressure. And here is Hiawatha back with another possession here. No facing against this Holton team tonight. And comes in at 7-9. Want to go inside, and there's a steal for the Wildcats. Picked off there by Schuster, and both teams with an early turnover. Into the front court, Wildcats trying to finally settle there and get a possession going here as neither team is gotten on the board real quick, and another turnover. Traveling violation called on the perimeter, and the Wildcats two possessions and two turnovers.
One thing that might help Holton tonight, Brandon, this is just their second home game since before Christmas. Their first home game tonight in more than a month since January the 6th. Holton happy they didn't have to get on a bus for the first time in over 5 weeks here tonight.
Well, Hiawatha certainly have been road warriors. Have played well on the road so far. Holton will have the three of their last four games here on their home floor. No score here. 90 seconds in. Delaney with the basketball. Right side to Lears in the corner. A long pass over the top of that zone to Elfner. Up top to Contreras, looking right at the point. Now Delaney has it on the wing. Good defense for the Wildcats so far. Etzel forcing it back up top. And there's a whistle and a travel against Delaney. And the Redhawks now with their second turnover here in the early going.
Well, both teams are getting exactly what they want out of their defense. Holton in their half-court zone. Really got Hiawatha just kind of hunting, looking, trying to find something. But Hiawatha's pressure immediately turned got two turnovers. Give them two possessions, two extra possessions. Holton hasn't got a shot off yet. And, oh, tough call here.
There's another traveling call just right across midcourt as Etzel goes down. Thought might have been a block or a charge, but instead a travel is called, and the Wildcats now with three early turnovers. And still no score. We're 2 minutes in, waiting for the first points here tonight of this ball game. Good dump down inside, a drive, easy bucket there, and it's going to be Kenzie Nelson, the freshman, who gets Hiawatha on the board first in a 2-0 lead. Wildcats do a good job here breaking the press and getting it into the front court. With Taylor, they reverse it right side. And Schuster has it, a long pass here left side to Taylor. She fires a left wing three, short, and an offensive rebound for the Wildcats, and a whistle and a foul.
Not only is Holton missing the scoring tonight from the Brooks, but two of their better ball handlers as well. Brooke Bloin's been bringing the ball up the court a lot. Brooke Wilcott, a lot of transition opportunities. So ball handling and scoring, that's what Holton's missing here this evening.
Kenzie Nelson picks up the first foul. Inside, difficult shot. Schuster, another offensive rebound. Throws it up, no good. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Then an extra opportunity there. Now Hiawatha with a 2-0 lead, 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Both teams have had their struggles offensively this year, both under 40 points per game. As Delaney sets up and fires a three straight on, nothing but net for Josie Delaney. Knocks in the first triple of the evening, and it's a 5-0 Red Hawk start. Schuster into the front court, right side pass up top here for the Wildcats. Now a good look inside for Schuster, missed it, gets her own rebound, throws it back up, and that one rattles in there.
Finally, some points to show for her three offensive rebounds early in this game.
She is going to have to be a factor tonight with the limited depth provided. Contreras now with the basketball, a 5-2 lead for the Redhawks. Contreras gets it back on the left wing. Delaney right side to Elfner on the wing. And the Wildcats staying in this zone defense here early on. Now Contreras a look. Partially contested. It's an air ball, but Lears is there for the offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in. Now a 7-2 lead for the Redhawks. They continue to press here in the full court. Lears comes away with another steal. That's what she does, and she lays it in, and a timeout on the floor. Now, Holton has seen enough on their side of it, and a 9-2 start here for the Redhawks. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, you can try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Again, a heavy crew tonight. Brandon, John, Colin, Justin, Cameron, and Eli here from Holton High School. Whatever avenue you want to listen or watch, we appreciate it very much, all of our boosters and sponsors. But a good start here for the Redhawks, a 9-2 lead in the first quarter.
So Coach Heisler went to his bench early. He's going to bring a youngster in. Little guard, going to get some experience. We've seen her play a little bit. Allen girl, and she's trying to put some ball handlers on the floor. You know, this is the advantage that Hiawatha has, is they're freshmen or longer freshmen. You know, they've been playing the whole time. They've got some experience. And in this particular case, she's going to come in, and she's kind of cold. She hasn't had a lot of minutes yet, but she's going to have to step up and play tonight.
Erilyn Allen checking in for the Wildcats and having to go up against this pressure. And now a long pass into the backcourt is taken away by Elfner, and another turnover for the Wildcats. Make it 5 here in the early going. Delaney into the front court, looking left, wanting Contreras. Now comes back to the near side wing with Elfner. Nelson a touch here on the elbow, facing the bucket. Had it knocked away in a steal. Third turnover by the Redhawks, and now the Wildcats want to push it a little bit. Little sidestep move. Layup no good. Schuster gets the offensive rebound, and she's backing up and in with another one. Four offensive rebounds for Schuster. Two buckets to show, and a 9-4 lead for the Redhawks. Down to 3:40 to go in this opening quarter. Still the Wildcats in that zone. Now Elfner fires and drills a right wing three.
She's so good from the outside. 6'1 junior, but man, last couple weeks especially, she's turned it to a whole new level on the outside.
She has over 30 plus threes made this year at a 31% clip. She buried that one. 12-4 is now the Wildcats deficit as they get the ball into the front court. Now they have a chance to settle here 5-on-5 and something offensively.
Elfner's made more threes than this entire Holton team has all season.
It is not a strength for the Wildcats shooting it from the outside, and another turnover as they were looking for Allen inside. And now 6 turnovers, another sub coming in here for the Wildcats as Taylor is back in. So a quick breather for Allen, who just played about 60 seconds worth. Now the Red Hawks get it back. Good start here for Hiawatha, both ends of the floor. 12-4 their lead. We've played five and got 3 minutes to go here in the opener.
Colton may have to switch defenses. Hiawatha's right now just picking apart this 2-3 zone.
Delaney drives to it, kicks it left Contreras. Now right side pass, Elfner again, about the same spot and about the same result. Another triple for Abby Elfner, make it 6 and 2 threes, and a 15-4 Hiawatha advantage here early. A pressure being applied here in the full court. Wildcats launching a pass up the floor. They get it into the front court with Taylor. Now reset up top with Dodd. Dodd high left, gets around Contreras, gets in the lane or close to it, but then the pivot foot was drug a little bit too much and a travel is called. And now another timeout is going to be called by the Wildcats. It's a full, so we will follow suit. Impressive start for the Redhawks here on the road. 15-4, 2:23 to go here opening quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
An impressive start here for the Lady Redhawks of Hiawatha here at Holton. Out to a 15-4 lead here in the first quarter. 2:23 to go. Three threes already. Two from Abby Elfner. Delaney's also knocked in a triple. Darcy Lee. An early bucket as well, so balanced across the board, forcing the Wildcats into Redhawks into the front court, out of the timeout. Two and change left to go. Contreras up top, had it knocked away, and the Wildcats do switch up defenses. They go man-to-man. Delaney just in front of midcourt, right side of Contreras, works it back to the point, now gets to the paint, knocked away in a steal, and now Contreras nearly got it back. But Holton able to get it in the front court here with Schuster. Here is Wilcott. Caught between a couple defenders. Now works it back behind the arc. Left side pass. It goes to Etzel. And that one is taken away, looking for a cross-court pass and another turnover. Here's Lears at the block, who gets a layup and a nice pass. And now Lears up to 6, and the lead now 17-4 at 1:36 to go in the first.
That horizontal pass against any defenses. Kiss of death against especially when a team is pressuring as hard as Hiawatha is.
Here's Dodd for the Wildcats. 8 points per game for her, and now Schuster gets a touch. Good entry pass inside, but knocked away and out of bounds. Looking for Dodd on the block. And we get a sub in for Hiawatha. That's going to be Sarah Murphy, the 5'7 junior, correction, senior. So Murphy on the floor, first time tonight for Hiawatha. The Redhawks in control, 17-4 their lead, just over a minute 15 to go in this quarter, and now another steal as Lears comes away with it. 3-on-1 break over to Delaney, lays it in off the window.
Transition offense has been beautiful for Hiawatha. Great job staying under control, not forcing anything. Lears got the bucket last time. This time she gets the assist.
Well, Schuster had it knocked away from behind, but the Wildcats settle here, get it into the front court. Against this Redhawks pressure, Dodd gets it knocked away, and now whistling a foul. At 55 seconds to go, be the second Redhawks foul. And here they get Contreras with her first. Another sub back in. Allen returning here for the Wildcats. Throws it in far sideline. A 19-4 advantage. And now another near turnover as finally the Wildcats are able to get it back. Lears nearly took it away, and Wilcott is going to be bumped and fouled. If that's Contreras, that's her second. And it is. So Aaliyah Contreras, the sophomore, has to come out. Kenzie Nelson will come back in. And now 48.4 seconds to go in the first. And the Redhawks leading 19-4.
This Hiawatha team, and this is the first time I've had a chance to see them, but boy, they're doing lots of things well. I mean, they've got some swagger to their step. A lot of deflections, feet are moving. Backside's doing an especially great job in their rotations.
They have won 6 of their last 7, and there's a Wildcats bucket. by Natalie Wilcox, and a much-needed basket for the Wildcats. Now 19-6, they trail at 24 seconds to go in the first. See if the Redhawks want to play for the final shot of the quarter. Nelson off to Lears, on the wing left, puts it on the dribble, curls in the lane, a little right-handed shot off the rim, no good, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Dodd has this one with 10 seconds to go. Staring down a couple of red jerseys, right side pass, it goes to Allen. Allen gets it back, Dodd, deflection into the backcourt, now Lears throws it up at the buzzer, no good, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Domination by the Redhawks here on the road. They lead it by 13. 19-6 after one, back in 60 seconds here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service. Staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka. They have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carry beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Really solid first quarter for Hiawatha here, leading at Holton 19-6. As we start the second quarter, Wildcats with the possession, down 13. Here's Dodd in between the rings out high, staring down his own defense right now for the Redhawks. Skipping it left into the corner, this is Taylor. Taylor, hand down, man down, she'll fire and connect on a left corner triple.
What Holton needs. The girls just taking some shots with some confidence. Got to put them up when you get the opportunity.
Now Lears will try to answer, misfiring on a triple on her end, left side on the wing, and a rebound for the Wildcats.
Nice box out by Erlen Allen that time defensively for Holton as well.
Hiawatha up 10, playing on the defensive end. Schuster on the block, quick throw up, no good. Offensive rebound, stuck back up and misfired. Well, that second chance going to earn up a couple of trips at the free throw line here for Wilcott, who will shoot two.
Yeah, you kind of have the attitude that, okay, you know, what do we have to lose? Let's go play and take the shots we can get and see what happens.
Abby Elfner picks up the foul, her first free throw, in and out, no good for Natalie Wilcott, a 5'8 junior, and getting a start tonight, appearing in her 15th game of the year. Now it's just 3 of 9 at the line this season after that first miss, trying to get 1 of 2. Too strong, and Lears the rebound for Hiawatha. Well, certainly need to make your opportunities at the stripe if you're Holton tonight. Unable to do so there. Still a 19-9 game. Now Lears open. A little too strong on a three and a rebound for the Wildcats. The Wildcats are getting a couple stops here early on in this second quarter. And a shot on the block is good. And how about a quick spurt here for Natalie Wilcott? A couple of buckets and now 4 points. The Wildcats are within 8 at 19-11. And the Wildcats are going to pick up their first foul. Play is stopped as Dodd picks it up at 6:47 to go until halftime. Petzl going to check back in here for the Wildcats.
All these Holton players probably feel like they need to really step up, elevate their game to a new level with some players out, but especially Natalie, because you know her sister's at home. Yeah. Been sick the last couple days, so Natalie feels that pressure directly.
Too easy for Lears, getting it in the paint on the inbounds play and just puts it up there with the left hand now with 8 for Darcy Lears. Lead back to 10, 21-11, 6.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Good start here for the Redhawks on the road. A near travel, but to the free throw line. Kicks it left. Now a left wing three is fired. This one a little bit too strong. Tipped around, and Lears has it for the Redhawks. She is one that loves to push the tempo, but stopped in transition. Good defense there by the Wildcats. Delaney, it's one inside, and now gets it back on the left wing. Now Lears up top, facing the basket, gets by a defender, layup is off the window and in.
She's so smooth.
I would say she is. Well, I've been really impressed with Josie Delaney. I mean, she just does everything right, doesn't look to score, but she's the ball goes side to side, and finds your shooters.
Schuster misfiring from the free throw line and a rebound for Hiawatha. Zabby Elfner has that one. And now Delaney up the floor, far sideline. 23-11 Redhawks at 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Delaney left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble, back to the point, gets it off to Lears. Lears playing certainly like a unanimous all-league selection this season. Certainly really in the last five games, she has been quite dynamite for the Redhawks. Delaney kicks it back. Elfner, a somewhat contested three. It doesn't matter. How about 9 and 3 triples for Abby Elfner in the first half? It's 26-11. And now the Wildcats turn it over on the inbounds play.
You know, there's a little bit of question early before this basketball season started if Josie Delaney and Abby Elfner were going to play basketball this year. They were really two of the top returning players besides Darcy Lears to the basketball team who had lost a lot of seniors. And coming off a great volleyball season, that's kind of their sport, but those girls decided to go out and they've played great, helping Hiawatha keep that winning record.
A 9-7 record coming in, and Lears again taking some body there, missing the shot and a rebound for the Wildcats. Dodd pushing it a little bit. Now Schuster to the block. Right-handed shot, rattles out, no good. Rebound for Elfner. A decent look there for Schuster, just unable to fall.
Yeah, sure like her aggressiveness on the offensive end tonight.
And she's done a, you know, she's a kid that's been playing better consistently as the year's gone on, and just need to get her to take the next step forward.
Addison Williams into the game here, a touch right side on the wing. Now Delaney at the point, working to the elbow, bumped and fouled as Taylor will pick up her first, and a team foul number 3. Correction, believe number 2 on the team fouls. Couple subs back in. Nelson and Aubrey Kent checking in for the Red Hawks. Delaney and Elfner will get a seat. Right now we got 4.5 minutes to go until halftime. It's a 26-11 Hiawatha lead. And the freshman Williams in between the rings out high, guarded very heavily here by Taylor. Right side to Lears, baseline drive over 3 white jerseys, no good, and a rebound for Schuster, having to fight for it, finally ripping it away. Wildcats get it into the front court. Here's Etzel from the left wing. Now a short corner. Jay left side, no good. Might as well have been a pass to Schuster, who gets the rebound. And it's fouled and will earn a trip to the free throw line. The Hiawatha foul, that is team foul number 5. As Nelson, who just checked back in, picks up her second. Has put Schuster at the line for 2. And the first one is good. Well, Schuster's been a big piece early. 5 points already, 6 rebounds in this first half. Majority of those on the offensive end.
Well, just when you think Hiawatha's going to blow them out, Holton scratches back in, hits a couple free throws.
6 points now for Schuster. She goes 2 for 2. Natalie Wilcott checks back in. Schuster to get a breather. Right about the halfway point of quarter number 2. It's a double up right now for the Redhawks, leading here at Holton 26-13. Williams right side on the wing. Up top it goes. This is Murphy, left side to Delaney. The Wildcats came out in a zone defense to start, but have since switched over man-to-man, and it certainly has played a little bit better in their favor, I believe. Making the Redhawks work a little bit more. Here is Murphy, had it knocked away, off her knee into the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover. So the Wildcats force a now 5th first half turnover by the Redhawks. And the Wildcats are going to get it back in the front court, down 13. 2nd it in, Faith Jenner, who's called upon here in the second quarter, appearing in her 8th game of the year. Gets a touch on the block. Back up top, it goes to Etzel. Wilcott inside, had it ripped away, and a steal by Williams. Lears, of course, driving all the way, throws it off the window, no good. A whistle and a scrum for it inside, a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Hiawatha.
Is it a requirement to have the last name Lears? if you have the last name Lears, a requirement to attack the basket and constantly go try to score at the rim?
And throw with a little English off the glass?
Right. We'll see that in the boys' game later tonight, but for the other team this evening.
Lears getting her first breather tonight and has had a good first half with 10 points and 3 rebounds and multiple steals as well. Delaney trying to throw it in and dumping it towards the back, and Holton could have maybe got a steal there, but somehow Nelson able to get it at the point. Nelson hands it off to Elfner, works it back to the top of the key. Now Delaney gets it in the right corner, baseline drive, bumped and fouled. Just the third Wildcats foul the first half. This one against Taylor, that's her second. And that brings back Dodd into the game, as Taylor has to come out with the two fouls. Delaney right side of her own backboard, a little bit more towards the corner, set to throw it in. And to the right wing it goes with Elfner. Facing the buckets, one dribble, picks it up. Delaney back up top. A little bit of a head fake. Right side it goes. This is Williams. Gets to the free throw line. Had it knocked away, but into the hands of Nelson. Back to Elfner up top. Thought about pulling from the free throw line. Kicks it off to Williams. Now Delaney has it towards the corner. Good defense here in the second quarter by the Wildcats. Certainly forcing the Redhawks to do a little bit more work to get some points on the board. And Delaney fighting for it to keep the possession alive. It was nearly taken away. And the Redhawks still have it. Williams in between the rings out high. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Still 26-13 our score. Redhawks with the ball and the lead. And now Brady Jasper has seen enough of this possession so far. He's going to call out a new signal. And a high ball screen coming here for Delaney. She doesn't use it, going left and is bumped and fouled. As Don picks up her second and team foul number 4 for the Wildcats.
Well, I've known Coach Jasper for a long time. You know, when I first met him, he was coaching college basketball at Colby. And, you know, the thing you alluded to earlier is, you know, they're 6-1, I think you said, in the last 7 games. And his teams consistently get better year in, year out. But he runs some great half-court sets, inbounds plays.
They set up a corner 3 that's too strong. Schuster a rebound for the Wildcats. She has been the consistent rebounder here in the first half for Holton. Wildcats do get it into the front court, under 2 minutes to go. Here's a little floater by Dodd, and the paint is good. Nice move there and finish by Dodd. First basket for her tonight, makes it 26-15 at 1:40 to go. Hiawatha gets it left corner with Nelson, works it back inside, curls in the paint. Now Delaney a look, straight on for 3, that's good.
That's too deadly from the perimeter.
That's what I'm saying,
there. All the girls that can score.
You know, they're all great shots from the standpoint, they're inside out. A lot of times they're coming off a dribble drive from the backside. And kids are allowed to get their feet set.
29-15 after the fifth made 3 here in the first half of the Redhawks. We got 70 seconds to go until the halftime break. Wildcats working against this Redhawk zone. Schuster from the left corner, a long 2, gets a kind touch off the rim. And Schuster now with 8 points and 7 rebounds here in the first half. And now we get a quick whistle and a timeout here. Jasper and company, the Redhawks take it. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got 58 seconds to go. It's a 29-17 Hiawatha lead, quarter number 2.
Well, I was used to ride Coach Jasper. He's not even the best coach in his family.
Are you talking about his wife?
I'm talking about his wife.
And his brother?
And his brother.
Not Troy, Derek, yeah.
And, we can just say his immediate family. He was, his wife is... Most married men have carried him, so.
Yeah, she's the glue, no doubt, that Lady Red Hawk program.
But, you know, they just, you know, I if you're in, you're out, has some great battles, competitive, and.
With the lead and the ball, I'm leading. Find the line. Out is called, so a turnover forced. Cats at 40. Down right now, 29-17. Both these teams in the middle of the pack in terms of the updated standings in the Big 7. Both came in at 4-3. Now, Nemaha Central running away with it. They're a game and change away from wrapping up what would be their 6th. Consecutive Big 7 League Championship. They shared it last year with this Hiawatha team, and Nemaha Central just a game or two out from clinching this thing outright. They are 15-1 and 10-0. Place with an 8-3 mark in league play. Then it drops off to Sabetha at 6-4, and then Hiawatha and Holton both sitting there at 4-6. So after this Holton timeout, we got 44 seconds to go. Red Hawks will continue to pressure here in the full court. Lears and Nelson. The Stone tip pass by the left. 13th first half, and now the Red Hawks can play for the final shot if they choose. 30 seconds to go. It's Delaney just in front of midcourt, far sideline. In guard on the perimeter. Now Lears a touch right side on the wing. 19 seconds to go until halftime. Down to 15. Here's Delaney with it. Started heavily again by Etzel. Wildcats going man-to-man. We're down to 9 seconds. Now Delaney looks up at the clock. Left side pass to Williams. Now Lears curls, gets to the block, and they set it up for her, and she puts it in with a second to go. And Darcy Lears with a monster first half. And that puts a finishing touch there on what's been a dominant first half here for the Red Hawks on the road. Here at Holton for Hiawatha, 31-17 our halftime score. And our halftime show is next. It is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well, our first of two games tonight at the half, and it's the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks in control here against the Wildcats of Holton. Redhawks leading this one 31-17. They jump out to a 19-6 first quarter lead. Holton came back, changed up defenses a little bit, played a much better second quarter. And the Redhawks outscoring the Wildcats in quarter number two, 12-11. And we have a 31-17 halftime score. Diving through the stats in this first half as our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, for the Red Hawks, they were led in the first half by Darcy Lear. She had 6 made shots, 12 points, along with 3 rebounds. Abby Elfner had 3 threes and 9 points. Josie Delaney had 8 points and 2 threes. And then they got 2 points as well from Kenzie Nelson. The Wildcats were led in the first half by Elizabeth Schuster. She had 8 points and 7 rebounds. And outside of that, 4 points for Natalie Wilcott, 3 points from Kaya Taylor, and 2 points from Tierra Dodd. The Wildcats, though, had a in the first half. That has not helped their cause. They hit 1-3. They were 2 of 4 at the line. They out-rebounded Hiawatha 12-7. Now for the Redhawks, they had 6 turnovers. They hit 5 threes. Again, mentioning out rebounded by five, but they did not attempt a first half free throw as the Redhawks again have amped the pressure up, forcing turnovers, getting good looks, and knocking down threes has helped them get out to a 31-17 halftime lead here at Holton. We'll take another timeout. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our halftime show again presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You can find them 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Of course, if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, a full house here on hand at Holton High School, home of the Wildcats, taking on Hiawatha here tonight. Brandon with you, Colin in studio, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli. Plenty of avenues to watch and or listen to us tonight. We appreciate it however you are tuning in as we got another game coming up after this one. But right now, the 31-17 halftime lead. They jumped out to, again, a 19-6 first quarter advantage. Got it up to 14 here at the half. Well, let's go through the other games in the Big 7 tonight. As we mentioned again, it is Nemaha Central's world, and everybody else is currently living in it as they are game and change away from clinching another Big 7 league title. But tonight, for Nemaha Central, they will be at Perry-Lecompton. And the other games tonight, you have Jefferson West at Sabetha. And then also in action tonight is Royal Valley. They are playing a non-league game. They are taking on Baldwin. So you have a non-league game for a Big 7 team tonight as we're down to, again, the final four games of the regular season. Now for Hiawatha, playing here at Holton tonight. Next week they will host Jeff West on Tuesday before going to Royal Valley next Friday. And then a week from Tuesday, the 21st, Hiawatha's final game of the year, that'll be at Sabetha. And then for the Wildcats after tonight, they will be at Riverside on Tuesday. And then their final two games at home against Sabetha on the 17th. And Perry-Lecompton on the 21st. We'll take a final two-minute timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm. This is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Thanks again for tuning in. We are back. Second half getting ready to begin here as our girls game right now being controlled by the Redhawks of Hiawatha here at Holton, leading 31-17. Wildcats now going from left to right in the second half. First possession, and we are off and running here as Schuster in the left corner having to dig herself out of some trouble. Gets it tied left here to Etzel. Works it back to the point. Right side pass. It goes to Wilcott. Back to the top of the key with Etzel. Right now, Hiawatha sitting in his own defense here to start the third quarter. Dodd gets it inside. Nice little lead pass into the corner for three. And short. Dodd gets the rebound, missing the putback, but will go to the line for two.
Holt's already off the better start than this. Start the ball game. Going to have to start on the defensive end for Holton to get back in this game. It's a team that's been known for their defense, and they're going to have to create some extra possessions by shutting down their skills and opportunities in transition if they're going to get back in this game.
And Dodd hits the first free throw, and she has certainly had her struggles at the line, just 29% coming in. And the second, a little strong off the heel, but she runs down her own rebound to the right wing. And then turns it over. Here is Lears bouncing one over to Contreras, and her layup just hangs on the rim and drops through. Nice little two-on-one break. Aaliyah Contreras with her first basket makes it 33-18, 45 seconds into the second half. Schuster right at midcourt. Left side pass. It goes to Taylor. Now a dump down. This is Wilcott now looking for Dodd, chasing it in the corner. Saves it from going out of bounds. Now Schuster in the paint, looking down. Nice dump down pass, and the layup good. The Wildcats get a good bucket there from Wilcott, who has six.
Second chance points. Nice high-low from Schuster to Natalie.
33-20, Red Hawks. 6:50 and counting, third quarter. Contreras gets a touch on the right wing. Delaney now at the point, looking inside, swings it through. Now Lears to the free throw line, right side kick. Contreras will fire and drill a right wing three. How about now six threes in the game for Hiawatha? Their lead is 16 at 36-20.
Well, as Justin hit the nail on the head, you can't trade basketball with this team and get back in it. You're going to have to get some stops at some point in time. And right now, Holton has yet to stop them in the second half.
Here is Etzel. Long pass left side. It goes to Taylor. Back to Etzel up top. Working to the right wing, trying to get a screen. Now Wilcott back to Etzel. Long pass left wing. It goes. This is Taylor. Perimeter passing here. Now Schuster a touch at the elbow. Pulls and gets a friendly shooter's touch over the rim. And Schuster now into double figures with 10.
When Holton's been patient and got the ball inside, that's when they've had better luck on the offensive end. When Schuster gets touches in the paint, good things are happening for the Cats.
She just needs a couple more rebounds to secure a double-double here tonight. She's got 7 to chase one down, working on Dodd defensively. Lears spinning away, gets past Dodd, throws one up, no good, and Dodd gets the rebound. Great defense there by Tierra Dodd. Works it into the front court. Right side pass to Etzel on the wing. 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Wildcats with the ball trailing 36-22. Well, Hiawatha's most points they've scored in a game this year is 48. And they are well on pace to to eclipse that here tonight. As another turnover by the Wildcats and another two-on-one break, this time Contreras to Lears, and Lears now up to 14. And another turnover on the inbounds pass as Edsel crossed the line, and just an unforced error there by Holton to turn it over.
To make the inbound pass after it made basket, didn't realize Hiawatha was there with full court denial pressure defense.
Why did you not know that? They've been doing it the whole ball game. Yeah, that was one of the things, you know, coaching point. On an inbounds situation like that, you take a deep step. We always talk about a J step. Take two steps and then come back with it. Didn't happen that time. See if Holton gets stopped.
Well, Taylor just picked up her third foul for the Wildcats. Their first foul in the third quarter. Lears working one down under the bucket. Throws it up. Gets her own rebound. Tries it again. Gets another offensive rebound. And third time's a charm. Darcy Lears now. Five rebounds to go along with her 16 points. It is 40-22.
And she was playing one-on-three. Holton had three wide jerseys. And Lears was the only one down there in red. She was getting all the boards.
Here's Taylor working it near side. Contreras nearly knocking it away. Dodd gets a touch, high right. Back to Taylor in the corner, firing a three. Short, grazing the rim barely. Rebound for Hiawatha. Here is Lears working it into the front court from right to left. Coming up on 4:20 left in this third quarter. It's an 18-point Hiawatha lead. And pretty dominant from the jump. Here's Delaney, a little pull-up in the lane. It's an air ball. Schuster a rebound.
Yeah, the lead was 12, and I was thinking, man, a stop or two and a bucket or two, and it's, you know, game on, single digits. But now Hiawatha has quickly responded and expanded the biggest lead of the game.
Came out to a hot start here in the third quarter. Wildcats with the basketball. Dodd now gets wrapped by Delaney. That's going to be a jump ball and a turnover. Possession arrow back to Hiawatha.
They're both Jets, too. Both girls holding their heads right now. Like, they just joined each other there, and that was not a pleasant feeling for either girl.
4 minutes down and four to go here in quarter number three. 26-1 over their last seven games. 9-7 overall, playing some great basketball. Here's Lears getting a touch inside. A right side kick to Laney. Ball fakes. Gets in the lane. A little floater. Nearly banked it in. That's off the mark. But an offensive rebound. Who else? Darcy Lears again now with 18.
Holton just has no answer for Darcy Lears tonight.
Well, and Hiawatha's getting offensive rebounds because Elfner is guarded by Schuster, who's the top rebounder. But Elfner's hanging out on the perimeter, so Schuster's so far from the basket, she's not able to get the board.
All Elfner's points come from the three-point line, so you have to switch, put a guard on her. And if you do that, she's then going to post you up inside. That's with the three ball.
Missing it off the right side, chasing it near side corner, out of bounds, and last touch by Hiawatha. So the Wildcats will keep it. They'll get another sub into the game. We'll see Faith Jenner back in, 5'8 junior, taking the spot of Taylor.
I'm surprised. You said Hiawatha's 48 points was the most they've ever scored. I mean, they've been impressive tonight, and I was just going to see when the next Nemahal-Hiawatha game was, because this looked like it could be a great game.
Yeah, they only score 39 points per game. Really, the beginning of the season is where Hiawatha really struggled offensively. Certainly over the last couple of weeks, they have played a lot better. And that number's gone up a little bit. But 48 points in a game earlier this year against Riverside. In a game they actually lost 56-48. Of course, Riverside, the second place team right now in the Big 7 at 14-3, a top five team in 2A. But right now, it's, again, Nemaha Central's world as they're a game pretty much away from clinching the league championship. Here's Lears on a drive, and she is fouled. Free throws coming up here for the Redhawks, up 20 at 2:46 to go in the third. See the first free throw attempts of the game for the Redhawks on the year, 54%. Lears herself, 54%. She buries the first now as a game-high 19.
Hey, look at Hiawatha's remaining schedule, too. They host Jeff West. They got Royal Valley and Sabetha on the road, but those are all winnable games. You talk about their latest win streak. It could really continue and build a heck of a momentum boost going into Substate.
That Substate is going to be here before we know it, just a couple weeks away. And the Wildcats, again, just having their issues here tonight with the full court pressure by the Redhawks, and they're going to back it off a little bit towards midcourt. This was a 31-17 Hiawatha lead at halftime. They have ballooned it up to 44-22. Just over 2.5 minutes to go. And Edsel, a strong drive down Broadway, draws contact and a foul. And free throws coming up for Grace Edsel, the 5'5 senior guard. As we get a foul on Sarah Murphy, that is her first and team foul number two.
Well, if they've got that schedule, they can really run the rest of it, and they're going to be tough out, Substate.
Well, of course, the run continues, winning six of their last seven, but they beat 2A number three Riverside on Tuesday by four. So they have played some of the best competition, no doubt, and an 0-for-2 trip there at the line there for Edsel. Now Contreras will try to answer with a three. No good. Rebound for Hiawatha. Correction, Holton with the rebound there, as it's Allen who's back into the game. The Wildcats into the front court with Dodd. Right side to Edsel. Short corner right. It goes to Jenner. Looking for Schuster at the elbow. Knocked down. Lears hits the floor. Jump ball. Possession will stay with the Wildcats at 2:09 to go in the quarter. And what is a double lead here for the Red Hawks at 44-22. The lone loss in that seven-game span for Hiawatha, where they're 6-1 over the last seven, was to, of course, Nemaha Central, still undefeated in league play.
When we talk about these last three games being winnable, but as I look at the Hiawatha schedule, they lost to Jeff West by four early in the season. They lost to Sabetha by two early in the season. And they got smoked by Royal Valley 61-30. This team lost to Royal Valley by 31. So the three games coming up, certainly winnable. They have a chance to keep building momentum, but they're going to need to do better than they did the first time against those teams for sure.
Well, it sounds to me like first half of the season was a debacle, and they kind of got the ship righted and figured some things out. And anytime you play young kids like they are, I mean, you look at the rock, seniors that are out there playing a lot of minutes. You got a lot of young kids that got to figure out how to play at the varsity level.
So we're down to 90 seconds left in this third quarter. 44-22. Front court. Elfner to Lears. Takes the drive. Took some contact. No good. Schuster a rebound. Approaching a double-double for the Wildcats here. Works it into the front court. Picks it up prematurely. Trying to find somebody to get it off to. And finally does so to Edsel. Wildcats trying to find some kind of momentum here in the last minutes of this quarter, and Contreras comes away with a steal and a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats after another turnover.
Again, a flat horizontal pass. This Hiawatha team is extremely aggressive.
They have to go even deeper down their bench, too.
Well, both teams going a little bit deeper here. Taylor and Wilcott will come in. They've played plenty, but for Hiawatha, we'll see Claire Twombly for the first time, a 5'8 freshman. So 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Red Hawks by 22. Hiawatha, again, won the first meeting by 15 and in control here, trying to sweep the two-game season series. A whistle and a reach-in foul. They'll get Edsel quickly with her second. And it stops the clock at 47.2 seconds to go. Delaney near side to throw it in. Lears gets it up top. See if they do decide to maybe wait and play for the final shot. Now Delaney back up at the point. Looking right. Contreras gets it on the wing. Lost it. Falling over. Saved it and somehow picked up by Taylor. Now a little two-on-three break. Holton gets a shot up and it's in there for Dodd. 5 for Dodd, 44-24. At 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Now a chance for the Red Hawks to play for the final shot. Here is Lears. Back to Delaney, high left. Works it back to the center of the floor. Long pass right side on the wing to Lears. 10 seconds on the clock. Gets by a defender. Lofts one inside. Blocked shot by Schuster. Out of bounds. But the possession stays here with Hiawatha with 5.1 to go. Here's Nelson back in. Murphy out for the Red Hawks. They got 5 seconds to work. Delaney towards the near side corner to throw it in. Not much time. Maybe a dribble or two. That's it. There's Lears. 4 seconds. Curls in the lane. Working on Schuster. And they're going to say a foul. It looked like Schuster played some good defense and had a potential tie-up. But now Lears, with a second and change, is going to shoot two. Or nope, they're going to say on the floor. Beg your pardon. Schuster picks up the foul, her first. And now 1.2, so all it is now for the Red Hawks is catch and shoot.
You got a 6'1 girl to throw it to. And
Elfner did catch it on the block and well defended by Schuster. No shots, and that ends the quarter. So three quarters down, and it's a 20-point Hiawatha lead here at Holton. It's 44-24, and we got fourth quarter action coming your way next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Eight minutes to go in our girls' game tonight. It's been all Red Hawks here at Holton. 44-24. Hiawatha with the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Going from right to left here in the second half. Delaney, left side corner. Works it back to the wing. Up top it goes. This is Williams. Now Lears curls. Jump pass corner. Delaney a three. That one is short. Chased down in the corner, though, and an offensive rebound by Nelson to keep it alive. So a second chance opportunity here for the Red Hawks, 30 seconds into the fourth. Delaney right side pass. Nelson puts it on the dribble. Back to the bucket. Up top it goes to Delaney. Now Lears between the rings out high. It's a 40-second possession so far. Now Lears a little sidestep, but it's called for a travel. So all that. 42 seconds off the clock on that opening possession. No points and a turnover. Now the Wildcats, their first touch here offensively in the fourth quarter, trailing by 20. Again, it was a tough draw tonight. Two of the better players out late with sickness, so the Wildcats already losing one of their better players in Wisdom early in the season. Schuster throws one off the bottom of the backboard. A couple red jerseys dive on the floor, tying up Dodd. Possession arrow. Going to keep it on this end of the floor with the Wildcats as Abby Elfner checks back in here for the Red Hawks. We have played 60 seconds of this fourth quarter. The Red Hawks by 20 at 44-24. Here's Taylor for the Wildcats, and now a three from the right wing. That one is off the mark and not able to get the rebound was Twombly, and then off her fingertips and out of bounds. So Wildcats will get another opportunity here at this possession.
Hiawatha defensively got out of their full court pressure. And boy, they seem to be struggling. Like they've lost all their energy flow since they changed gears.
Another chance for Elfner from three. That one misfiring. And a rebound for Dodd. Well, Hiawatha certainly can limit possessions here in the fourth quarter, up by 20. With 6.5 minutes to go. Taylor again will try a three and spins one in for the Wildcats. Taylor, 6 points, couple of triples tonight, makes it 44-27 at 6:20 to go in the game. Well, couple stops, maybe a couple quick baskets. The Wildcats could breathe a sliver of hope, but here is a foul in the backcourt.
At least you're still playing hard. That's the best thing you can compliment Holton right now. I mean, get it after defensively, a hustle play there.
You know, if they'd have started with this energy to start the game, it might have been a different story. They got buried so much early. But they kind of righted the ship. They've played with some intensity, some physicality, and just have dug too deep a hole to get back in this thing. But you're exactly right. They're playing at a level to give them a chance.
Red Hawks with the basketball. 2 minutes down and 6 to go. Elfner again, a right wing three. How about that? Nothing but net.
Her release is so quick, too. It doesn't take her long to get the shot up upon reception of the ball.
Back to a 20-point advantage for the Red Hawks at 47-27. Now Dodd tries to answer. This one a little strong off the heel. Offensive rebound up and the foul. Count it. Nicely done. Natalie Wilcox, a chance at a three-point play.
Best varsity game that she's had by far this season, which will give her a little more confidence and help Holton moving forward.
8 points tonight for Wilcox. Came in averaging less than a point per game, playing in now her 15th game of the year. We'll have a chance at a three-point play. 47-29 the score at 5:43 to go. And the free throw by Wilcox, a little strong, tipped in the air. Elfner the rebound. So an 18-point advantage for the Redhawks. Into the front court quickly. It's Contreras. Right side on the wing. Fighting through a double team. Gets it into the corner with Elfner. Closed down. Up top, it goes to Williams. And good defense by the Wildcats, forcing Brady Jasper to call a quick timeout. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here. Again, the other games tonight in the Big 7. We have Nemaha Central traveling to Perry-Lecompton. Jeff West, they are at Sabetha. And then Royal Valley is playing a non-league game tonight. They have Baldwin in town. That'll be a tough game for the Panther boys. Baldwin, a top 10 team in their classification at 13-3. Tonight, of course, the Nightcaps will see the boys of these two teams. The Wildcats at 10-6. Right now, second place in the Big 7 at 8-2, trailing Sabetha, who's number 1 in 3A for another week. Hiawatha boys, they have had their struggles this year, just 3-13 and 1-9 in league play. They have played a lot of close games, though.
Talk about another team that's just kind of been undermanned. You talk about these Holton girls, you know, short some players. Hiawatha, they had about three guys that were going to play varsity basketball, maybe a couple starters that didn't even get to play all year because of football injuries this fall.
Yeah, that was quite a story for the Redhawks football team. They had a ton of injuries throughout the year, and now a whistle and a foul. As free throws are coming up here for Aaliyah Contreras, the 5'5 sophomore, hits it at a 47% clip, and a little bit strong on the first, no good. The foul, by the way, on Taylor for Holton, and that is her fourth. And team foul number 7, so the final 5-16, the Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. And the second, no good, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Dodd for the Wildcats. 5:09 to go in this ball game. It's a 47-29 Redhawks lead. Looking for Schuster at the elbow. Had it knocked away. Hits the floor. Couple bodies on the floor. There's a whistle. And a possession tie-up, and it's going to go back to the Redhawks. Final three games for the Wildcats. They will be taking on Riverside on the road Tuesday before closing out with back-to-back home games against Sabetha and Perry-Lecompton. Hiawatha's final three. They'll get Jeff West Tuesday, Royal Valley Friday next week, and then at Sabetha on the 21st to round out their regular season. Here is Kenzie Nelson, right side on the wing, has to pick up the dribble, looking for Contreras on a cut, not there, needs to get rid of it, and does not so in time, a turnover, and the five count is called. Good defense there by the Wildcats to force a turnover. 4:33 clock moving fourth quarter. 47-29 Redhawks. Wildcats with the basketball. Well, certainly if the Wildcats were full strength tonight, I think this would have been a much different ball game. The Wildcats have been playing much better, winning three of their last four coming in. It's Taylor a little bit long on a three from straight on, chasing it down in the corner as Wilcott to keep it alive, and a whistle and a foul called against Hiawatha in the corner. Just their fourth team foul the second half. And the foul on Contreras, that is her third. Grace Etzel going to check back in here for the Wildcats. Taylor gets a seat.
And so buying some time there. She's, I think, the only player with four personal fouls here in this contest.
The Wildcats have it far side. Etzel just checked it in, gets it off to Schuster. Now Dodd at the point. Nice pass. Wilcott fires and hits just in front of the free throw line. And Wilcott in the double figures with 10. One at the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Here's Elfner up top. Contreras now a little shaded to her right. Works it to the free throw line. Had it tipped away. Chased down there by Williams. Good defense by Allen. There's a nice steal by Dodd and a turnover by Hiawatha. Now Dodd wants to push the tempo. It stops and is fouled before getting it off to Etzel inside. And that'll stop the play there at 3:40 to go. Redhawks foul on Nelson. That is her third, team foul number 5.
And I'll give Holton a little bit of credit because this is a game they easily just could have kind of thrown in the towel about 15, 20 minutes
ago. Were they down 22, 24?
Yeah, they're playing pretty hard here with some emotion.
So now Dodd, they set it up. Etzel on a nice set three, and she just missed from the corner, but able to gather her own rebound, short corner right, and now a entry pass from the right side of the floor underneath the buckets, and free throws coming up here. That's going to be Erilyn Allen who's going to shoot him.
Well, that's a lot of good luck. That three was right on target. You know, as coach, you want to, if you're going to miss a three or any shot, you miss it short or long, it means you're on target. And Allen has hit this one long right to heel, but you don't want to miss a shot left or right. You got to give it a chance.
Well, they set it up four in the corner, just unable to knock down the shots. Is Allen able to knock down the second? And that is her first point tonight. So the 5'7 junior makes it 47-32. It's a 15-point Red Hawks lead at 3:20 to go in this ball game. Here's Contreras, who now has four fouls up top. It goes to Kent. Just check back in. Now Williams on the wing. Wildcats going man-to-man here down the stretch. Contreras trying to work around a screen, wants to dive in, throws up a wild shot, missed everything. And out of bounds, last touch by the Red Hawks, and the Wildcats going to get the possession back at 3:04 to go.
It's going to be a tall order for Holton to crawl back in this thing to make it a ball game. I think, you know, Hiawatha's probably going to win it, but Holton's definitely won the second half.
Here's a three on the way, misfiring right wing. Missed there by Allen, rebound. Selected for Aubrey Kent. Contreras into the front court, left side on the wing. Works it back to the point, now towards the right wing. Hands it off there. That's Nelson. Back up top it goes. This is Murphy. Schuster guarding. Back to the bucket, now facing. Left side it goes to Kinsey Nelson. Kinsey Nelson, by the way, had the game-winning free throw with 1 second left in the midseason tournament championship against Marysville a few weeks ago. Now the Wildcats playing some good defense. They knock it into the backcourt, and now we get a whistle and a foul.
Some pretty incredible hustle points there.
No lie.
Scoreboard doesn't change, but if you're looking at hustle points.
You got to love that. That's get kids diving on the floor.
Well, that's going to be Contreras' fifth foul. She's going to foul out of the game. And now we'll see a 5'5 freshman and Laura Lears check in. So a 2:23 to go. This is Tierra Dodd at the line shooting a pair. Or correction, a 1-1 here. And the Wildcats, Dodd knocks in the first, so she'll get the bonus. Makes it 47-33 at 2:23 to go. Well, I'm not going to say it's completely over.
It's not over, but it's over.
I'll say it.
There you go.
There's a missed shot by Dodd, a rebound for Hiawatha, deflected out of bounds and a turnover.
Well, you know, Darcy Lears and Abby Elsner and some of these regulars for Hiawatha have been on the bench for quite a while.
We're going to see how long Coach Jasper is going to let him run here. Well,
he kind of gave a look towards one of them over there like, I think we're okay. Yeah. We'll see. We'll check another possession, but it's a 14-point lead at 2:20 to go. Can the Wildcats maybe get a quick bucket here? Wilcott caught in a double. Now Schuster along two. That one a little bit too strong. Fighting for it. And we get a whistle and a tie-up inside. And the possession arrow stays here with the Wildcats.
Did Schuster get her double-double yet? That would be the first of her career if she did.
Still now, these are very unofficial stats, but I got 9 rebounds right now for Schuster with 10 points. So she needs one more rebound. And now they set it up in the corner. Here's a decent look, but it's an air ball on the corner three. Nelson the rebound for Hiawatha down to 2:05 to go. And now a full timeout's going to be called here by Brady Jasper. So the Wildcats are running out of time down to 2:05 left and a 14-point lead for the Red Hawks. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
We're broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Full house, Colin in studio, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli. I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in, however you are doing so. We appreciate it very much. Our first of two games tonight coming down the home stretch. A girls' contest right now, Hiawatha just trying to put this one to bed, leading 47-33, 2:05 to go. They work it into the front court. Out of the timeout, man-to-man defense by the Wildcats, and certainly applying some pressure. Up top it goes. This is Murphy. Back to the bucket, gets it off to Nelson on the right side. Force it back between the point. Now 1:50 to go. Nelson drives towards the corner, picks it up, closed out by Dodd. Pass inside, ripped away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Good defense by the Wildcats, but the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Hiawatha. Down to 1:44 to go. 14-point lead, 47-33. A point away for Hiawatha, tying their season high for points in a game at 48. That was way back in December. And again, they have struggled themselves offensively, but they are one of the better defensive teams in the Big 7. There's a bump and a foul at 1:34 to go, and a 1-1 scenario coming up here for the Redhawks, as we will get a foul on Dodd, her third, and a 1-1 here for Kenzie Nelson.
And we thought that 48 points was a lock in the third quarter.
And still needing one, and Nelson mentioning earlier she had the game-winning free throw in the midseason tournament championship at Hiawatha, missing on the 1-1. A rebound for the Wildcats. Now Schuster at the elbow, little pull-up, left it short, rebound Hiawatha. So down to 1:20 left, and a 14-point lead. Redhawks with the ball. And there is a whistle and another foul. And Lears was getting set to check in, but now pulled back by head coach Brady Jasper. Kaya Taylor going to check back in for the Wildcats. This 1-1 here for Addison Williams, a 5'6 freshman. Is actually shooting her first free throw of the season. Minute 17 left, and she got it to go. So there it is. That ties a season high for points in the game for the Redhawks at 48.
Of course, the good thing is this time it looks like it'll be in a win. Their previous 48 came against Riverside in a 8-point loss. They lost 56-48. Yeah,
that was the game that was played at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City back in mid-December. There's a turnover by the Wildcats, just trying to throw one from midcourt to the far side corner, and now is a 16-point lead at 49-33 at under 70 seconds to go in the game as the Redhawks push it into the front court. Dodd comes away with a steal. Nice touch there with the fingertips to tip that pass and pull down the steal. Taylor in the corner fires a three. That is short and saves her own miss in the corner, but throws it right to the Redhawks. Now this one gets kicked away out of bounds near side. Down to 48 seconds to go. Allen's going to check back in here for the Wildcats. Taylor gets a breather. Final 48 seconds of this game. Redhawks are going to win it now, leading by 16 at 49-33. This is Williams trying to throw it in. And a timeout's going to be called. Good pressure there by the Wildcats. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a perfect snack at the concession stand, or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon, Colin, Justin, John, Cameron, and Eli with you.
Got enough people and equipment we could run the Super Bowl production tonight, probably.
Fly us down there. Let's go do it. That'd be fun.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, of course, the Chiefs and Eagles on Sunday. Plenty of Chiefs gear scattered across the crowd tonight. The entire Hiawatha girls coaching staff rocking Mahomes jerseys. Shout out Patrick
okay,
Mahomes.
Okay, two of them are rocking. Let's not give Jasper any credit for rocking anything.
He's just wearing it.
He's wearing it. There you go. I'm with you.
All right, so you got two rocks and one knot over there on the Hiawatha sideline as we come out of this timeout. But it's been an impressive showing tonight. The Wildcats, again, shorthanded, tall order, playing probably the second hottest team in the Big 7 in the Redhawks, who are going to go to 7-1 over their last eight games and get their 10th win of the year. And again, as Justin mentioned earlier, three pretty winnable. And they can have much momentum as they want going into Substate in a couple of weeks. With the Redhawks out of the timeout, a quick turnover, throwing it away. 42 seconds to go. Here is Allen, a deep three, left it short. A rebound for Hiawatha. Murphy able to chase that one down in the corner, and then she is tied up. But the possession arrow is going back to Hiawatha.
Nope, going to hold.
Nope, other side. They switched it accidentally, so a quick timeout's going to be called. Wildcats will have the ball with 36 seconds to go, trailing 49-33. It's a full. So we'll step aside. A quick timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
K-N-Z-A.
Final few minutes of this one, taking a little bit of a stretch, but ultimately Hiawatha is going to come out with a win here. They're up 49-33. We got 36 seconds to go. Wildcats out of the timeout. They're going to have the ball. Their side of the floor, underneath their own buckets. It'll be Allen to throw it in. Near the far side corner, does, and gets it off, and a three is short from the left corner, but somehow Allen able to get the rebound. Now Etzel tries a three, nearly banked it in, no good. Dodd a rebound, and then had it knocked away, and the Redhawks come away with it, and another tie-up. I feel like we've had plenty of those tonight. Possession arrow back to Hiawatha with 22 seconds to go. Laura Lears brings it into the front court. The Wildcats are going to call off the dogs, and that should run out the final 13 seconds of this game. As Hiawatha just working it around the perimeter, 6 seconds on the clock, and pretty impressive again, but finally knocked away. The Wildcats are trying to dive on it with just 1 second to go, and that will wrap this one up. An impressive showing here tonight on the road for the Redhawks of Hiawatha. They win the first game tonight. They beat Holton by a final score of 49-33. And we got our post-game show coming up next to break it all down. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls final, Hiawatha 49, Holton 33. And we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Our girls game has gone final here from Holton High School. It's Hiawatha pretty much in control from the jump. They win it here 49-33. Our post game is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon, come to you as we're in between ball games, but an impressive showing here tonight. Justin for Hiawatha, now 7-1 over their last eight games, three winnable games down the stretch, playing about as good as anyone in this league.
Yeah, give them a lot of credit. We talked about Holton missing some players tonight, but it didn't matter who was on the court. This Hiawatha girls team came out. They set the tone defensively, forcing a ton of turnovers with some pressure in the full court. And they shot the ball really well early on, made a lot of three-pointers in that first half to really build a nice lead that they were able to protect and didn't really feel like they were challenged too terribly much through the rest of the night. So give Hiawatha all the credit in the world, coming out, great defense, hit some early shots, made some three-pointers, got a lead, and then just kind of protected it and did what they needed to do for the rest of the night here on the road.
Yeah, they led 19-6 at the end of the first quarter, and that was really more than enough to kind of just hold it off. And, you know, a couple of times in the second half, the Wildcats had somewhat of a little bit of a push, trying to keep things interesting, kept themselves in the game. And I know we mentioned a couple of times that certainly the Wildcats could have maybe stepped back and just put this one away, but they played hard the rest of the way and certainly made Hiawatha finish this one off as they win it 49-33. As we run through the numbers in this game, individually it was Darcy Lears who led the way for Hiawatha, finishing tonight 20 points to go along with 7 rebounds. She was 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Abby Elfner had 12 points on 4 triples, adding 3 rebounds as well. Josie Delaney had 8 points and a couple of threes all in the first half. Aaliyah Contreras with 5 points and then 2 apiece from Kinsey Nelson and Addison Williams. Redhawks had 12 turnovers, 21 rebounds. They hit 7 threes and were 4 of 7 at the free throw line. For the Wildcats, they dropped to 7-10 overall, now 4-7 in league play. They were led by Elizabeth Schuster and Natalie Wilcott, both scoring 10 points tonight. Schuster a near double-double, unofficially with 9 rebounds. Tierra Dodd had 6 points and 8 rebounds, and Kaya Taylor also with 6 points and a couple of threes. Wildcats hurt themselves with turnovers. They had 21 in the game. They had 24 rebounds. They hit 2 threes and were 5 of 13 at the free throw line. Now time to announce our player of the game. It's our player to bank on, and it's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, I will throw out Darcy Lears if you two have any issues with that as our player to bank on. I don't think so, but Darcy Lears is going to big night.
Does he think we look dumb or what?
They had a lot of players that played well. But
they did, but there's no question. 20 points, and you know, I really like the Efner girl early. She had a great, great first half. She's a tough matchup from the three-point line. That's the thing. I also like Josie Delaney with what she does run the point for Hiawatha. You know, obviously this Hiawatha team has improved a bunch. You guys have seen them. But they were impressive, especially in the first three quarters tonight with what they did, especially on the defensive end. It was fantastic. Share the ball well. They've got a lot of weapons. But there's no question, I think Darcy Lears is the go-to player tonight for the player of the game.
So Darcy Lears, again, a big night. Nothing new for her. 20 points and 7 rebounds. Our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So, again, Holton dropping to 7-10 overall, 4-7 in league play. Hiawatha, they improved to 10-7, now 5-6 in league play. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. So that's going to do it for our first of 2 broadcasts here tonight. Colin's going to take care of you here for a little bit. We'll get it back to the studio here for about 10 or 15 minutes before we come back and get you set for the boys' game here tonight. But again, the girls' final, Hiawatha.